Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 19, the Spanish Flu Pandemic. The Spanish Flu Pandemic of 1918 was one of the deadliest outbreaks in human history, claiming the lives of an estimated 50 million people worldwide. Occurring during the final stages of World War I, the pandemic spread with devastating speed, affecting populations on nearly every continent. The sheer scale of the Spanish flu, combined with its rapid transmission and high mortality rate, overwhelmed healthcare systems and left a profound impact on global society, shaping public health responses for decades to come. The outbreak began in the spring of 1918, although its exact origin remains unclear. The virus, an H1N1 influenza strain, is believed to have jumped from birds or swine to humans, likely in North America or Europe. Its rapid spread was facilitated by the movement of soldiers and refugees during the war, as crowded military camps and transport ships created ideal conditions for the virus to thrive. Despite being termed the Spanish flu, the pandemic did not originate in Spain. The name arose because Spain, a neutral country during World War I, reported freely on the outbreak, while other nations censored news to maintain wartime morale. The first wave of the flu in the spring of 1918 was relatively mild, resembling a typical seasonal flu. It caused widespread illness, but relatively few deaths. However, by the autumn of 1918, the virus had mutated into a far deadlier strain. This second wave was marked by an alarming pattern. Unlike most flu outbreaks, which primarily affect the very young and the elderly, the Spanish flu disproportionately killed healthy young adults aged 20 to 40. Many deaths were caused by secondary bacterial infections, such as pneumonia, which developed in patients whose immune systems were already compromised by the virus. The symptoms of the Spanish flu were particularly severe. Victims experienced high fevers, chills, body aches, and severe fatigue. In many cases, the disease progressed rapidly, with patients developing intense respiratory distress. Some victims turned blue due to a lack of oxygen, and many died within hours or days of falling ill. Hospitals were quickly overwhelmed, and in many places, medical supplies, staff, and space ran out. Makeshift hospitals were set up, and communities struggled to care for the sick and bury the dead. In some cases, entire families were wiped out by the disease, leaving homes and villages abandoned. The virus did not discriminate based on geography or social class, affecting people in urban centers, remote villages, and even isolated communities. Indigenous populations, who had little immunity to influenza, were particularly hard hit. For instance, in Alaska, entire villages were decimated. The pandemic's global reach was unprecedented, with estimates suggesting that a third of the world's population was infected. The impact on society was profound. Public gatherings were banned in many cities, schools and churches were closed, and businesses shut their doors. People wore masks in public, and governments issued health warnings, encouraging hygiene and social distancing, though the term itself did not exist at the time. Quarantine measures were implemented, but the rapid spread of the virus often made containment efforts ineffective. With so many people falling ill, essential services were disrupted, leading to shortages of food, medicine, and other necessities. The third wave of the pandemic struck in early 1919, though it was less severe than the second wave. By the summer of that year, the outbreak had largely subsided, likely due to a combination of herd immunity and the natural decline of the virus. However, the death toll left a lasting scar on societies around the world, with many families and communities mourning significant losses. The Spanish flu also had a lasting impact on medical science and public health. At the time, the causative agent of the flu was not fully understood, as the influenza virus itself had not yet been identified. This lack of knowledge hampered efforts to develop effective treatments or vaccines during the pandemic. However, the tragedy spurred significant advancements in virology and epidemiology in the decades that followed, including the eventual discovery of the influenza virus in the 1930s and the development of flu vaccines in the 1940s. The pandemic also exposed the inadequacies of global health systems and prompted greater investment in public health infrastructure. Organizations such as the League of Nations Health Organization, a precursor to the World Health Organization, were established to improve international cooperation in disease prevention and control. Lessons learned from the Spanish flu influenced responses to later pandemics, such as the H2N2 outbreak in 1957, the H3N2 outbreak in 1968, and more recently, the H1N1 swine flu pandemic in 2009 and the COVID-19 pandemic. In hindsight, the Spanish flu's legacy lies not only in its devastating death toll, but also in its role as a wake-up call for the global community. It underscored the importance of preparedness, transparency, and international collaboration in combating infectious diseases. Despite the immense suffering it caused, the pandemic ultimately paved the way for advancements in public health and medicine that have saved countless lives in the years since. The Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 remains a stark reminder of humanity's vulnerability to infectious diseases and the critical need for vigilance and innovation in the face of future threats. While the world has made great strides in understanding and combating pandemics, the story of the Spanish flu continues to resonate, serving as both a warning and an inspiration to build a healthier, more resilient future. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.